Roach, here he is. Roach, here he is.
Hey.
Roach. Shaka-laka, shaka-laka, shaka-laka. Roach.
Oh yes, Michelangelo Rucci comes to us thanks to Powers, Powerfield Airport Liquor Store. Good morning to you, Rooch.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Adam. Have you done the shopping list for the AFL clubs yet?
Not as yet, Rooch. Would you like to kick us off this morning with an item on your list?
Well, I'm talking the shopping list in terms of all those delisted players who all become delisted free agents from here on and can easily move to an AFL club of their choice, provided someone's interested in them. What's the field look like in your eyes?
Similar to the trade period, Roach. There's not a lot of
lame, very
names
lean,
that,
isn't it?
That yeah. excite me to be filling a gap or two. Maybe, I mean, we spoke about Trent Dumont a little bit earlier. Mm. If you know what you'll get with a player like Trent Dumont for a bit of backup, and then there's probably Jared Brand as the other one who was a talented junior. And just haven't seen enough of him at AFL to know whether he can make it or not. The West Coast Eagles obviously think that he didn't have what it takes, but maybe he gets an opportunity at another club.
Yeah.
But apart from that, she's a pretty lean field at the minute.
So we're seeing clubs that have struggled with the salary cap, don't know where the salary cap is going. List sizes have been reduced. And it's probably got the feel, particularly after so many draftees were treated so poorly by COVID, you know, being denied the chance to play last year. They're probably all thinking it's time to go very deep into the draft. I'm intrigued by Port Adelaide. They have got so many spots on their list now compared to, you know, what we thought was going to be fine for them. They finished the trade period having made the minimum three changes. Now they've got as many as seven spots they can move around there. I'm intrigued as to what they do if they get tempted by a Trent Dumont or whether they just say, no, we'll go lean and mean and see what happens next year and keep some powder dry for the 2022 trade period where, of course, Jack Lekosius and Isaac Rankin will be headline acts in terms of South Australian yep. talent. It's an intriguing little spot for list managers at the moment.
It is, Rocha. Matt Crouch as well, tough spot for him to be in. Obviously, last year, absolutely ruined by injury.
Yeah.
And this couldn't have started worse in terms of your build-up to a pre-season.
Well, at least it's at the beginning. So if all goes well with surgery, the rehabilitation program, and it hits the ground running just after Christmas, we'll keep our fingers crossed. But you wouldn't write that as the ideal script for him. But, yeah, when does he start catching a lucky break? I mean, he's had so many things just go wrong in the last 24 months. That's just totally unfair on anyone. So fingers crossed for him because Adelaide certainly needs him in there hunting the ball and moving it out for them when they're going to have so much of this new speed on the outside.
Mm. And Ben Keyes has done such a fantastic job and turned himself
exactly.
into an unbelievably required player at Westlake. So who else
yeah.
can make that next step up or somewhat fill his absence?
Well, the one that definitely needs to be seen more of is Jackson Hadley, particularly after Adelaide went after him at GWS last year to get him into the group. So surely he, after a year of being at Adelaide and being coached by Matthew Nixon, understanding exactly what's required at Adelaide, he becomes the player we were expecting this year. So he's got to immediately step up. But I'll also be intrigued as to just what Adelaide does in that draft spot. I mean, we know they're going to go after the best available player, but what is actually on their list of what their needs are? Now, they would have loved to have got up to number two, nationally number one, to get the lad from South Adelaide in Horne Francis, but that's not going to happen. You can see North Melbourne's worked that one out. That's the easiest pick in their lives ever, that one. So the Callaghan one from the San Diego Dragons would have fitted nicely into Adelaide, particularly when you keep reading all these scouting reports and saying that's a player any club would like, but Adelaide in particular.
It's not over yet, Roach. They still can trade picks right up until draft night. What do you think it would take for Adelaide to throw at North Melbourne to get that number one pick? Because there's been, I think it ended up being three first rounders at one stage and then a second round back or something like that. What would it take to get the number one pick?
Now, Adam, I know they moved the fountain of Victoria Square from the northern end to the southern end, but I don't think you can pick it up and take it to Arden Street, can you?
Yeah, it's just not going
anywhere,
is it?
I don't think North Melbourne. Well, no. I mean, everyone's got a price. I understand that. But if you're not moving for three first-round draft picks because you know exactly the talent you're dealing with, every offer after that puts your own club at such a risk for one player. No, he's a good player, Horn for us, but I don't think he can play actually 23 roles in one day.
Mm. How do you know, Roach? He might be able to.
Well, I doubt it. I doubt it. He's good, but he's not that good.
Yeah, fair enough.
There's not
very
too many players like you two that could go out there and do everything.
good stuff, Roach. We'll catch up with Roach again first thing tomorrow.